With double-digit unemployment and two of the Detroit three carmakers facing bankruptcy, the state of Michigan could use a morale booster, and it's getting one, from the Michigan State University men's basketball team. The Spartans fought their way into the Final Four and will play this weekend in Detroit. Scott Pohl of member station WKAR in East Lansing reports.
A bus carrying the Michigan State Spartans out of the parking lot at the Breslin Center Wednesday was greeted by hundreds of fans and the band playing the school's fight song. Everywhere you looked, people proudly sported their green and white gear while singing and waving to their hero players, even though they couldn't be seen through the bus's darkened windows. It was cold out, but people didn't care. Tickets are scarce and expensive, so this was as close as most of these people would get to the players. Ford Field in Detroit is only about 90 miles from here, but for many of these fans, the Spartans will carry them a million miles from their problems. John Howard lost his job in pharmaceutical sales and has gone back to school at MSU. To him, this is a big morale booster.
People come together at times like this, and we need like a happy time, you know, kind of forget about some of the things that are happening, and sometimes that makes the time go by a lot quicker when you can kind of focus on more happier things. And then, you know, everyone can, you know, around the country can see it, you know. It's contagious.
People here are starving for any good news. An Upper Peninsula company built the floor the games will be played on in Detroit. And while that floor was being trucked from near the Wisconsin border to the Motor City, stops were made so fans could see it. That's right, people went out of their way to see the floorboards of a basketball court. Across the street from the MSU campus at the student bookstore, Mike Wiley is stocking shelves with shot glasses and coffee mugs bearing the logos of the Final Four teams. He's carefully turning each one so the green Spartan S is facing out.
People are happily shopping. This isn't something that they are forced to buy. They've made a choice to come down here, and they want to show their spirit.
Like people from Michigan often do, Lauren Minier turns her right hand into a makeshift map to show you what part of Michigan she's from. The town of Midland is in the palm of her hand. She's using her cell phone to send a picture of a T-shirt to her brother to see if he wants it. To her, MSU basketball is just the boost needed here.
The economy's been bad. You know, people have been losing jobs. And I think just since it's so close and we made it there, I think that that's definitely a big deal. And people are really excited about it.
Tony Ems is a bar west of Lansing where auto workers hang out. SUVs like the Buick Enclave are built by workers like John Cardenas, who went to work for GM more than 30 years ago. 1,200 workers have been laid off from his plant. Cardenas will watch the game like lots of MSU fans, but he's quick to turn the conversation to the 60-day clock ticking on GM's turnaround plan.
I'm going to be screaming my butt off tomorrow. Win or lose, I'm still going to be proud. Reality's going to come back. We got 60 days to start out with. Hopefully that's going to come through and everybody's going to be happy and then we can celebrate for real.
While any basketball morale boost might be temporary, especially if the Spartans lose to Connecticut tomorrow night, lots of Michigan residents say at this point they'll take whatever they can get. For NPR News, I'm Scott Pohl in East Lansing, Michigan.